Hello all, this is Wade with Wade for Wireless again, and I wanted to give you another blog cast. This time it's from wadeforwireless.com. It's Tower Painters Be Smart. And the reason I wrote this is because I get a lot of safety stuff, and one is from a painting magazine. And it had an article in there about the problems with paint. And I know a lot of you climbers that paint towers for a living. They have to be painted, a lot of regulations around that. I just want you to be aware how dangerous it is. Some of you guys just do it once in a while, but for you guys that do a lot, or if you paint water towers, your rigger, you could paint almost anything, the side of a building, a jet, whatever you're working on. I was just trying to create this blog so you guys are aware of how dangerous the chemicals are. I know we all know it's dangerous, and I know, you're not going to drink the paint, but here's the thing. The research from the report, it's in Paint Square magazine. The research from the report they gave was from, I'm going to read it here. The research examined memory, attention, and processing speed in 2,143 retirees who had been potentially exposed to three types of solvents in their career. 33% were exposed to chlorinated solvents, 26% had been exposed to benzene, and 25% had been exposed to petroleum solvents. All three solvents are widely used in various products throughout the paint and coatings industry. You hear that? It's used in paint, end quote. So they took people that were exposed to it for a good length of time and did a lot of painting, and it did cause problems down the road. Now listen, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. God knows I forget things all the time, but hey, why make it worse with chemicals? I just want you guys to be safe, okay? The good news about a tower is chances are you're outside and you're in the fresh air while you're painting. The bad news is because you're hanging, from a belt or a rope or whatever you're hanging on, you're rigged on the tower, there's nowhere to go. Chances are you got the bucket of paints probably on your side, and you're probably covered in paint, wet paint and dry paint, both. You probably have those paint gloves on. So anytime you get itchy, chances are you're going to paint yourself. You're just going to get paint all over your body. That's the reality. I put the link on there again on my blog, Tower Painters Be Smart, and I was just trying to give you guys an idea of how dangerous simple things can be, like paint, stuff you probably work with every day. What they did, I'm going to go from the report again, but the participants took eight tests of their memory and thinking skills on an average of 10 years after they retired. 10 years after they retired. When they were an average of 66, 90% of the workers retired between 50 and 60. So the good news is, we retired between 50 and 60. I hope we get to retire between 50 and 60. That means we'll probably be working until 70. So researchers also accounted for factors as education level, age, smoking, and alcohol consumption. They did not control for factors such as cardiovascular disease, diet, or physical activity, and concede that these may play a role in cognitive functioning. So, in other words, they took the average guy, right? They had some type of offset in there for smoking, alcohol, age, and they balanced it out, and these guys were worse off than the average, Joe Schmo out there. That probably took the same test and fared a lot better. So, my point is, be careful. It's another hazard. It's something you can't get away from. We have to paint these towers. It's a requirement. They're either galvanized or they're painted. I know we have to light the towers. There's another hazard, running power up the side of the tower. Just one more thing to think about. But if you are working with paint, be outdoors, try to be smart, and don't try to be around it any longer than you have to be. If you paint towers for a living and that's all you do, you really have to take this seriously. I don't know if you're going to wear a mask. I don't know what the safety precaution would be. Maybe also research the paint that you're using so you know what chemicals are in the paint. Figure out a way to protect your hands or your skin from getting too much paint on at one time, because most guys don't. They wear those paint gloves. Their hands are probably covered till they're done at the end of the day. Try to figure out if, you should have a period in between, like if you're going to paint 2 or 3 days in a row, is that really a smart thing? Do you have a crew of four where two guys in tower, two guys in ground, you can rotate every other day just so you don't have to be around the paint all day? I don't know how many are in your crew or in your company. All I'm asking is try to take precautions so you don't become overexposed to something like this. A lot of hazards out there. This is one we know about. Why not just play it safe? Do the best that we can. You know, don't be stupid. Be smart. Do the best that you can to avoid any extended exposure to these chemicals. All right? One of the things about painting or anything like this, even working around RF, is you can work around it every day and you may not have a problem for 10 or 20 years. I know this report, you know, they test memory. I don't know if the guys are feeling any side effects. And you know, it used to be like these guys that sprayed your lawns for bugs and with chemicals to kill weeds. That used to be very dangerous. Look at guys that used a lot of formaldehyde to stuff animals. I don't know if any of you are hunters out there, but if you're hunting, chances are you had a couple animals stuffed at some point in your life. Those guys used to get sick all the time because they worked with chemicals with their bare hands. They didn't spend any time reading about it or learning about it or taking precautions. And I'm going to be honest with you. 20 years ago, we just didn't know any better. You know, people thought smoking was good for you. They drank in the middle of the day. I mean, in the old movies, you know, everybody smoked. They'd go out to lunch and, you know, have a scotch. It's something now. It's crazy, right? Because we know better. We're trying to be safe. We're trying to be smart. We think of our health more now. We want to live longer. And it's not just that we want to live longer. We want to have a good quality of life. And that's what I'm talking about here, guys. We want to have a good quality of life. 20 years from now, we want to play with our grandchildren, which in my case, it's probably about 5 years from now. My kids will probably have kids in about 5 or 6 years. But you want to be around for that stuff. And you don't want to just be sitting around in the easy chair, unable to move, complaining about all the aches and pains you got. God knows you guys are a lot of you guys are tower climbers. Even you field engineers, we're lifting heavy equipment, test equipment, tools. We're lifting stuff all the time. Our bodies are getting beat up as it is. So here we have an opportunity to look at these hazards, take some precautions, and hopefully prepare ourselves for a bright future, okay? When I say a bright future, hopefully one without a lot of pain, with a lot of aches, and hopefully we have our memory so we can remember all these things that we've done. I mean, let's face it, I'm talking about, I don't tell stories much, but I can tell you stories about, you know, when we were climbing and the different things we've done. One thing I've never done, I've never painted a full tower. I've touched up towers, but I never painted a full tower. And I had no desire to. God bless you guys, because, I mean, it's just so messy. You got to worry about the wind. You got to worry about where you paint, park your vehicles. Otherwise, they're going to get covered in paint. And if somebody pulls up and gets paint in their vehicle, they're mad at you. Like, you didn't tell them to pull up. It's just the way it works out, you know? So I remember what it was like. And you know, that's something, when you do a lot of field work at the towers, you pay attention to who's on the tower and what they're doing. Which, if you pull up to a tower, you should do the same. You should pay attention to what's going on at the tower. If you're going through the woods and suddenly it opens up, maybe it's too late. But normally you can see the tower from a ways off. You know what's going on there. You can see if someone's on it. You can see if it's rigged. When you pull up, you can see cars parked at the tower. You know what's going on, all right? What I'm saying is be smart. Don't be stupid, okay? All right, guys. Again, feedback, wadeforwireless.com. This particular post was Tower Painters, Be Smart. If you're interested, I have links in there to the article in case you're interested, and I also quoted a lot out of the article for there and the chemicals and everything. So you can leave feedback on the post in my blog, wadeforwireless@gmail.com, or you can get me on Facebook, Wade for Wireless page. Just search it, you'll find me. And Google Plus, anything, you know, Wade for Wireless. Just look for me out there if you're interested. And I'm here to help, guys. If you have something, feedback, that you think I should cover something else, let me know. I'm open to suggestion. Think I should cover something different? Let me know. I have a couple books out there. You can get to them on my blog or on my website. Just let me know how I can help you guys. I'm trying to figure out what the pain points are for you guys in the industry. I know there's a lot, and I know some are real, some are just guys complaining. That's another thing. Let's stick to the real problems here. Everyone gets a little upset about something, but what I'm here to do is help you guys the best I can. Safety's a big deal, and I'm trying to come up with better ways, in my opinion, to get the word out how to be safe. Okay? That's my goal here. All right. Wade for Wireless out. See ya.